Good evening. Last night we spoke about a bar mitzvah, or 2 nights ago we spoke about a bar mitzvah boy who becomes bar mitzvah during Sfira that he would count with a bracha, and I mentioned the concept of a ger, but I didn't have the details, but I have a little bit more details about a ger. A ger, again, who's megayer during Sfira. He quotes here, and again, Shmuel Kamenetsky's Sefer, Kovetz Halachos, that a ger shenis gayer would not make a bracha when he is megayer. So I want to talk about that for a minute or two. So if we assume that the ger is megayer, let's say again, 10 days before Shavuos, the Yontif of Geirim, Rus HaGiores, so what should be the two sides of the coin? On one hand, we could say, well, they didn't do a full counting, so they shouldn't count. On the other hand, what svara could we say? We could say a very good svara. We could say that whatever they're mechuyev in, meaning all the days that they were mechuyev, from the time that they were megayer at which they became mechuyev, they counted everything that they were obligated to count. And therefore, maybe there's reason to suggest that since they did everything they were obligated to do, so for them it was a full mitzvah, they did everything that they were obligated to do. So that is a position set forth by one of the Achronim, the Chesed Avraham, that since whatever a person is obligated to do, he does what he's obligated to do, and even though he's not doing all, then that would be enough. But however, Rav Shmuel quotes another Achronim who reject this, that if a ger is megayer, they would not make the bracha, because even though he did all he could, but lemaisa, it is lacking in the tumimos that the Bahag requires, that full, complete mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer that the Bahag requires in order to make, to continue counting with a bracha. Now, where else do we find this idea? We find this idea that will buttress what we're saying here by a ger in a case of an onein. A case of an onein, if Rachman Litzlan, a person finds himself in aninus during, say that if an onein has their aninus, they will continue counting without a bracha. Now wait a second, let's think for a second. Was the onein obligated to, let's say the onein, God forbid, became an onein on day 30. So they missed day 30. Were they obligated to do a count on that day? They weren't obligated at all. There was no mitzvah to do it. So they did everything that they had to do. They counted 1 till 29, they counted 31 till 49. They did what they had to do. They did what they were mechuyev to do. The only day that they missed was the day that they weren't mechuyev to do. Nevertheless, if indeed an onein would have missed that day, because despite the fact that he wasn't obligated to count on that day at all, nevertheless, he would not continue counting with the bracha. So according to that same logic, we could say by a ger, even though the ger only started to count when he was obligated to, and the days he missed, he wasn't obligated to count anyway, I don't care. You don't have a full counting, and therefore an onein who missed the day, even though he wasn't mechuyev to, will not be able to continue with the bracha. So to a ger who missed the first part of the sfira because he wasn't yet obligated, also will not continue counting with a bracha. That's one issue. Another issue that hinges on the same discussion is what happens if a person knows that they will be missing a day. So after that day that they miss, okay, they're not going to count with a bracha. But if a person knows that they're going in, for example, I guess the easiest way to think about this scenario is a person has a scheduled surgery on a certain day during Sfira. And they know that they're going to be out of commission, they're going to be under sedation or anesthesia, or they're going to be out of commission for a period such that they will definitely miss a day. So if they know that that's coming up in 2 weeks, there's a surgery scheduled, so now that Sfira begins, could they begin counting the Sfira with a bracha? Or do they say, no, since the person says, I know I'm going to miss a day 2 weeks from now, therefore I better count now already without a bracha because I know that I'm not going to be able to have the full Sfira. This is a question that also is discussed among the Achronim. A similar question is if a person is traveling to Hong Kong and they're going to be traveling over the international dateline, and according to some shittas, Hawaii, other shittas, Hawaii is not on the other side of the dateline, Hong Kong would be though. So if they know they're going to be in that situation and they're going to be passing over the dateline during daytime, without getting into the dateline issues, let's say they know they're going to be missing the opportunity to count a certain day. So again, if they know they have this trip coming up, a business trip to Hong Kong, so should they just say, I'm not going to count this year with a bracha because I know I'm going to be missing 2 weeks hence because of the trip that I have to make, such that where I will be missing a day of the Sfira. So here, he quotes some Svarim who says that even though the person knows, anticipates that they will miss, a person can begin counting with the bracha. When they end up missing the day, and they eventually do miss that day, then okay, they'll have to stop saying the bracha. But whatever they said until that point, they can say with the bracha until they reach that point. And he mentions an interesting svara. He says that, let's say, I mean, if I ask a general question, not about these specific situations of a surgery or passing the date line, let's say somebody, one of us, forgets to count one day. Does that mean that the previous, whatever, dozen or two dozen days of brachas that we made, were they all bracha levatalas? I mean, I hope not, because otherwise there are a lot of bracha levatalas that we're going to have to chalk up in Klal Yisrael. So I hope that's not the case. So Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says that indeed that's not the, just because a person ended up not being able to continue counting the bracha, that doesn't mean that it's a bracha levatala. I don't want to go into Islamdus now, but just brings to mind a, let me rephrase that, and then I'd like to tell you an anecdote, that if a person is doing a mitzvah, and then they are prevented from doing that mitzvah, if they make a bracha, and then they're prevented from, let me rephrase that, if a person recites a bracha on a mitzvah, and for whatever reason that mitzvah is unable to be performed, that doesn't make the bracha a bracha levatala l'mafreya retroactively. So again, a person's about to do a mitzvah. They end up, it doesn't end up working out in the end. So they made the bracha, they didn't do the mitzvah for whatever reason that wasn't due to their shortcoming. That's not a bracha levatala. So too here in our scenario, if a person said a bracha one and again all the days until they ultimately missed. So that which they ended up not finishing off, it's unfortunate, it's sad, they're not going to be able to continue with the bracha, but that doesn't make the brachas that they said previously into a bracha vatah. So the anecdote that perhaps doesn't fit with this is there is a maisa that happened, it's not a true maisa, but it's a good story. There was a certain brisker who was taken by the Arabs to be gunned down, and the brisker realized that he now has the opportunity to be Mekadeshim Shemayim, and he tries to gird himself with joy like Rabbi Akiva did, that he has the opportunity to fulfill Avas Hashem b'chol moda b'chol nafsho, and he puts on his gartel, even though brisker, I guess whatever, he puts on his gartel, and I had a roommate in Lakewood, I'm sorry it's on tape, I shouldn't be, I had a roommate in Lakewood, I won't use any descriptions or appellations, but when he said Kriya Shema Hamita, he put on his hat. Meaning he had pajama bottoms, pajama tops, and his hat on. So, you know, that, okay, so he got ready, he said, I'm about to say, make my bracha, baruch atah. Hashem, okay, asher k'desham esesav, v'tzivano al kiddush Hashem. And with the incredible fervor and kavana and the dveikus that the bracha was recited, the Arab looks at him, drops his gun, runs away in absolute terror. And what does the brisker call after him? Nu, bracha vatala, bracha vatala. So that story is not like what we're saying halach l'mayis. We're saying that if a person is nanas and doesn't end up doing the mitzvah that he made the bracha on, that won't turn the bracha into a bracha levatah. And therefore, he quotes here, if a person ends up making a missing svira at a later point, that will not turn the previous brachos into brachos levatala. With that in mind, he concludes, so too when a person knows that they have a scheduled surgery or knows that they're going to be flying over the date line and at some point in the future will miss a future day of Sfiras Omer, that doesn't mean that the brachas of Sfiras Omer that they said until that point would be bracha levatala. Therefore, they can count from the beginning with the bracha, and then at whatever point that they have to stop, they'll stop.